Chapter 5. Cure of Naaman. Naaman, the army commander of the king of Aram, was highly esteemed and respected by his master, for through him the Lord had brought victory to Aram. But valiant as he was, the man was a leper. Now the Arameans had captured from the land of Israel, in a raid, a little girl, who became the servant of Naaman's wife. "If only my master would present himself to the prophet in Samaria," she said to her mistress, "he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went and told his lord just what the slave girl from the land of Israel had said. "Go," said the king of Aram. "I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman set out, taking along 10 silver talents, 6,000 gold pieces, and 10 festal garments. To the king of Israel he brought the letter, which read, "With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When he read the letter, the king of Israel tore his garments and exclaimed, "Am I a god with power over life and death, that this man should send someone to me to be cured of leprosy? Take note. You can see he is only looking for a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his garments, he sent word to the king, "Why have you torn your garments? Let him come to me and find out that there is a prophet in Israel." Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. The prophet sent him the message, "Go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will heal, and you will be clean." But Naaman went away angry, saying, "I thought that he would surely come out and stand there to invoke the Lord his God, and would move his hand over the spot, and thus cure the leprosy. Are not the rivers of Damascus, the Abana, and the Pharpar, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed?" With this he turned about in anger and left. But his servants came up and reasoned with him. "My father," they said, "if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? All the more now, since he said to you, 'Wash and be clean,' should you do as he said?" So Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times at the word of the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a gift from your servant." "As the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not take it," Elisha replied. And despite Naaman's urging, he still refused. Naaman said, "If you will not accept, please let me, your servant, have 2 mule loads of earth, for I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except to the Lord. But I trust the Lord will forgive your servant this. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to worship there, then I too, as his adjutant, must bow down in the temple of Rimmon. May the Lord forgive your servant this. Go in peace," Elisha said to him. Naaman had gone some distance when Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, thought to himself, "My master was too easy with this Aramean Naaman, not accepting what he brought. As the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something out of him." So Gehazi hurried after Naaman. Aware that someone was running after him, Naaman alighted from his chariot to wait for him. "Is everything all right?" he asked. "Yes," Gehazi replied. "But my master sent me to say, 2 young men have just come to me, guild prophets from the hill country of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and 2 festal garments." "Please take 2 talents," Naaman said, and pressed them upon him. He tied up these silver talents in bags, and gave them, with the 2 festal garments, to 2 of his servants, who carried them before Gehazi. When they reached the hill, Gehazi took what they had, carried it into the house, and sent the men on their way. He went in and stood before Elisha his master, who asked him, "Where have you been, Gehazi?" He answered, "Your servant has not gone anywhere." But Elisha said to him, "Was I not present in spirit when the man alighted from his chariot to wait for you? Is this a time to take money, or to take garments, olive orchards or vineyards, sheep or cattle, male or female servants? the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and your descendants forever. And Gehazi left Elisha a leper white as snow.